The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Let us into a rock club.
Yeah. What are we?
Very nice of San Francisco and the Independent.
Yeah, we're gonna pretend to be cool for a little bit. This is Off Book, the improvised musical. That one's Jess McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno.
Give it up for Scott Passarella
on the keys.
King of pianists.
Pianist of kings.
So, for those of you who were maybe dragged here by a friend who you trust very much,
make some noise.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Thank you, friends. So what this is what we're about to do is we're going to do an improvised musical, which means everything that Scott plays, everything that we sing, was going to be recorded on our podcast, and we have never done it before, and we'll never do it again. We couldn't even if we tried.
That's right. And we got a guest with us tonight. And
she's so good, so special, so good and special.
Do we have such a good guest? You know her from Veep, Shrink, now streaming on Hulu, Wild Horses, Gem of the Universe, Mary Holland!
Bam, 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 bam.
Mary Holland, Mary Holland, Mary Holland.
Mary Holland.
Mary Holland!
Mary Holland!
You're a very good stink
to the
Ninja Turtles song. Turtles in a Half Shell. Mary Holland.
Oh, yeah. My God. It's my dream. Hi, guys.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, everybody. Yay!
Hi.
This is so fun.
I'm trying not to cut off these people over here, so sorry. I'm going to back up. Yes, you're welcome. These people paid three times
hello.
As much.
Oh, my gosh. Hi. Oh, your sight lines. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Okay.
We're not going to scoot back. We're theater people. We're finding our life.
I'm so sorry. We're not going to play to you, but we're not going to forget you. You know what
right.
I mean?
That's
Every
right.
once in a while, we're going to throw you some face.
We'll throw some
but
face.
But mostly,
to
this
you.
Is an
Don't
audio
worry.
Show.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Thank goodness.
We are sitting, so.
So that's what that is.
Yeah, this is normally a podcast, and we've been doing some shows live, and it's been just a dang treat. And this time, we got to bring a pal, our very good pal, Mary Holland, which is. Aren't we all so lucky?
We're all so lucky.
I'm the lucky one. You guys, I think you should cheer for me a few more times.
Okay. Mary, were you motivated by the outside applause of others as a child as well?
I definitely was.
Okay.
Yeah. I for sure was. The applause of others, the even attention, negative or positive.
Yeah.
That motivated me always.
So what, like, would you act out for negative attention just to have the spotlight on you?
When I was 9 or 10, I was like, oh, I can disrupt class.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I, like, realized that, and I did it a lot. And so I think in that way, at least for the teacher, I was getting negative attention from the teacher.
For sure.
Yeah.
The idea of putting a bunch of children in a room and you have one adult, and at any moment, any one of those children can just be like, no, it's my show now. And we do this for most of the year, and somehow, like, kids still learn things is a small miracle.
It is. When you were disturbing the class, what were you disturbing the class?
I was disturbing them. I was killing
class. I have nails in my eyes.
It's a gorilla theater.
My eyeball, and I was turning my belly button inside out.
What were your what
really
were your,
disturbing stuff?
What were your go-to tactics?
Oh, I had guys. This is gonna kill. I'm gonna do it, and it's gonna be really underwhelming. I had this thing when we were covering Pocahontas, and Captain John Smith, it was that whole segment of U.S. history, and I would do this thing. I don't. Whenever that we would like be discussing it as a class, this was in fifth grade, I don't even know how it started. I think it just started where I was just like, I'm just going to do this. I stood up and I went, Captain John Smith. The crowd went wild.
So good and so culturally appropriate.
I was a little terrified.
I was a tiny bit nervous. And I was like, I know Mary. I love Mary. I trust Mary. Yet even still, a tiny bit of me was like,
oh my God,
what did you do?
Because fifth grade Mary doesn't know.
Yeah, fifth grade Mary
doesn't
know.
No matter how good Mary, like,
she's in Galifax. Did I put an A there that doesn't belong?
You put so many letters that don't belong.
How? No. No, there's no X.
There's an X, but there's no H.
Okay.
This is
there a G?
This is a fun audio.
There's a G.
Game.
There's a G.
Let's okay.
Galatrax? No.
No.
All right. There's a G and an X.
I grew up on a spaceship. No, not Galatrax.
Virginia.
Comma Virginia.
Okay.
Galax.
Galax. All right. Galatrax was not the furthest away. that's really great.
Yeah, but I would do it all the time. I would do that with Captain John Smith. I would just stand up and just say it, and that was the whole bit, was just repeating the name.
Really adorable. At a much older age, 11th grade, I once, in a physics class, started singing Bohemian Rhapsody and didn't stop. It's a 7-minute song. And my physics teacher just stared at me, and then when I was done, he went, okay.
You know he loved it. You know he had a dinner party that night, and he was like, you guys, I have this student. Oh, she knew all the lyrics.
He wrote on a test of mine, try physics for poets in college.
We cut to a dinner party of teachers.
My goodness.
Goodness. Oh gosh.
Wow.
Oh golly.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Can I just tell you some shit that happened in my class today? Can I just tell you some things they put me through? Can I just tell you? And I will, and you won't believe it anyway. It's the worst thing that any tiny human could ever do.
Tell us your classroom shit. Tell us your classroom shit. Tell us your classroom shit. We want to hear it.
So let me first preface this, no one caused anyone else any harm.
Phew.
But I've got this kid named Brandon, every single day he pulls the fire alarm.
Oh, geez.
So I taped over the fire alarm, so he couldn't do it. So the very next day, he took my classroom scissors and just cut through it.
Tell us the scissors
and
shit.
That's just the beginning.
Tell us the classroom shit.
I hate
shit.
You, Brandon.
Tell us the classroom shit. Tell us, we want to hear it.
I mean, you're both teachers. I'm sure stuff has gone on in your classrooms.
Oh, yeah.
You better believe it.
Today, without a single doubt, this thing happened and it creeped me out. Kylie stood on her chair and stared at me. She didn't move. She didn't flinch. She just stood there and moved 1 inch. She stood there for an hour, just holding classroom power.
Tell us, why would she do that? Tell us,
why would she do that?
Tell us, why would she do that? Is this the same Kylie who always comes dressed as a ghost, whether it's Halloween or not?
That's the one, you got it, hon. She drew dresses like a ghost, but the thing that creeps me out the most is when she leaves my room. Somehow she has a broom.
Well, those stories are pretty good, but I think mine is worse.
Oh, Jesus, Marcia.
So, earlier this week, I had this student in my class who's always there. Her name's Christine, and she's always there because she's my student full time.
Okay, but when you're not there, is she still in the classroom? Like, does she live
in the classroom?
The classroom?
Here's the thing, I don't know, but she is there when I arrive in the morning. And when I leave at night, I ask her, hey, do you want to go home? And she says, I am home.
So she lives in the classroom.
I don't know.
She lives in the classroom.
Ooh, tell us your classroom shits. Tell us your classroom shits. Tell us.
No matter what it is, tell us
your classroom.
Hey, can you guys get out of here already?
Huh?
Can you guys leave the class? The teacher's already left and I need to go to bed.
Hey.
Jordan?
Yeah, Jordan.
When you say you need to go to bed.
Yeah.
In this, the chemistry classroom.
Yep.
What do you mean?
I mean, I live in this classroom. This is where I live. This is my home. And at this point, like, I'd put on the coffee to give you a subtle hint to leave, but I don't have a coffee maker. So I'm just like saying, guys, please stop hanging out in my house. I had a late night and I want to get to bed.
Can I be honest? I know we're in high school now and we're supposed to like coffee, but I don't.
No.
Me either.
I can't get into it. The only thing I can handle is a white mocha with a shot of raspberry.
Yeah, that's great.
I like white Zinfandel.
What?
Whoa. Brienne,
you're drinking already? Why didn't you tell us?
Yeah, obviously everyone's drinking by the barn.
I've never been invited to the barn.
I have, and I've turned it down because you're like, do you want to go hang out by a barn? I said, absolutely not.
It's not a working barn.
Well, I didn't know that, Brienne.
I'd probably like it more if it was a working barn.
Oh, yeah, see some moo cows?
Yeah, I'd taste my first spritzer next to some moo cows.
Nothing.
Listen, there's no cows there. There's only old wood.
Cool. Is it like distressed and stuff? Like
yeah.
It could be made into like a cool table with industrial legs?
Hey, I love this conversation. Can we pause on the fact that Jordan is living in the chemistry classroom real quick? And I want to get back to this table with cool industrial legs.
Is there, the table, this was something Jordan just made up. I was talking about a barn party.
Sorry, I just really want to make furniture when I grow up.
Jordan, what's going on? Why do you sleep on beakers?
I thought that was just a weird, like, I thought that was how you store beakers, in a rectangle shape on the ground.
Are you sleeping on those?
Yeah, I'm sleeping on these beakers. Guys, listen.
You have to distribute your weight so evenly.
And I
just,
do, because I...
sleep on the floor next to the beakers.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Guys, obviously I tried the floor first. I'm not a maniac. But it's hard to sleep directly on the floor, and I found something more comforting about equally distributing my weight over beakers. But pause on that combo, and back to why I live here. You guys know how a month ago, because we're sophomores, my parents went out of town and they were like, Jordan, you can stay home by yourself. It's okay. And they left me $200 to eat some meals. And they were going to just like take a catamaran from San Francisco to Catalina Island.
Right. Jesus Christ.
Well, I haven't heard from them since.
Oh, my God, they're dead.
I mean, jeez, Brienne.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's what I fear. But I'm holding out hope that... maybe they just made friends with a buffalo on Catalina Island and they're trying to figure out a way to get the buffalo on a catamaran, but it's hard because a catamaran is mostly like trampoline material.
So your parents left.
Yeah.
A month ago.
Yeah, and well, here's the thing. I ran out of money, and so I started a lemonade stand, and no one wanted to buy it because I'm not cute anymore. But, I mean, I'm cute in like a teen boy way. But yeah. Not like...
You definitely are.
Not in a way where someone wants to pay like a dollar for a cup of country time.
I mean, I would.
And when I went back, I accidentally locked myself out of the house.
It's not even fresh lemonade, it's country time?
I don't know, Brianne.
I feel
all
like it's cheaper to just have lemons and sugar.
I was
water.
Out of money, Brianne.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So now I live in our school.
This
I tried
school?
The history class, the English class, but the chemistry class just felt so cool. And it's hard thinking that my parents are dead. It's so much harder than sleeping on a beaker bed. But I say, oh no, they're not dead. They're just trying to bring me home a buffalo. Are they dead? I say, oh no.
This is a hard situation, but I'm sure you'll figure it out. For the first part, you're not homeless, you're just locked out of your house. And there's gotta be a better way for you to get paid. Like, ask us for money instead of teenage cute and selling lemonade.
But I say, oh,
oh no, they're not dead.
They're just bringing me home a buffalo.
Oh,
oh
no,
they're not dead. They're bringing me home a buffalo. And when they get home with my buffalo, I'll tell them I love them so. Are they dead?
Probably.
I say, oh.
I mean, they've been gone for how long?
Steven!
I just think they probably are.
Brianne, you guys are supposed to be my friends.
And friends tell friends the truth. That's what friends are for.
That's what they're for.
Okay. Can we give them a little more time? I can't have this thought running through my mind. Please help me distract from their potential harm. Can we party at the barn?
Yeah.
Last weekend, let's say, oh no.
I think so.
One more weekend of oh no.
Okay. All right. Sorry, can we pause this conversation? Why didn't you get a job at a movie theater?
Oh, come on, Brianne.
Oh my God, I don't even know how we're gonna top our last barn party.
The last one was so crazy.
The last
one? Oh my gosh.
I mean, normally our parties are lit.
Yeah, and no, always.
Normally our parties are live.
Yeah, no, always.
Normally our parties are dope.
Yeah, always.
Often our parties are fire.
Yeah, yes. Sometimes.
Most of our parties are
fresh. Wait, Tiffany, please stop for 1 second.
Okay.
You know I get so nervous when we say fire next to the barn, because I'm like...
I know, because it's old wood.
Whoa. It's such old wood.
It's dry and old.
Cynthia, that's it.
What?
We need to Burning Man this barn.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
Because that's the only way we can go out on top is to burn it all down.
Just like Burning Man.
just like Burning Man.
When are we going to be allowed to go to Burning Man?
I know so much about Burning Man. I know so much about
it. Oh my God, me too. Oh my God, me too.
I know everything there is to know about
it. I know so much about
Burning
Man.
I know what it is. I definitely know what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's not just like a cool thing that we heard older kids talking about. We know what Burning Man is.
We know what it is.
Burning Man. Burning Man is a man who's always on fire in the woods. Burning Man is a tall guy who, he's just like, he's always smoking. Burning Man is a little place in, and that's what it is. Burning Man is a bunch of matches that are always on fire.
We get it, we get it, we get it. We know Burning Man.
We get it, we get it, we get it. We know Burning Man.
My favorite part of Burning Man is when the man burns.
We get it.
And everyone comes away with the lessons they learn. Planning a Burning Man party, all we gotta do is set fire to the barn. Step two,
we gotta get a tall man to also agree to be on fire.
Step three,
we gotta bring Bernie Mac from the dead.
For the first time up until that point, I was saying Burning Man.
Oh, no.
That's what I was saying, too.
Guys, that's a temporary city in the middle of the desert full of art where there's no capitalism and you bring something to exchange.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah,
I know.
We know that. Yeah, we know.
I know that.
Do you know that?
Yeah,
do you know that?
Know that.
Yeah, do you know that?
I know Burning Man.
Someone brought me back a souvenir and that's how I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I really still think it's just a tall man who says he'd like to be on fire.
I was in there for a long time, but I was at the airport there one time.
I stayed at the hotel near
you guys. Yeah. No, they don't have that because you have to bring everything in and bring everything out.
Obviously we know that, Cynthia.
And like the dirt is packed enough that you can ride bikes and it's very dusty. And sometimes people have like a steampunk vibe when they're there. And I think there's like a fair amount of drug use.
And the swimming pools are so big.
There's no,
I know. I know that. My God, I'm joking.
There's crazy, like.
This is crazy.
Yeah. Kelly, can I talk to you?
Yeah, please.
I hate Cynthia right now.
I do too.
I hate her.
You know what? I hate her.
She's making me feel real bad about something that I definitely know about.
Exactly. It's so weird. She's shaming me for being dumb about a thing I know.
Bernie Mac, I miss you.
Happy New Year,
everyone.
It's 2019. What does it feel like?
Here we are. It's time for you to own iconic luxury items at unreal values with The RealReal, the leading reseller of authenticated luxury from top designers.
Okay, okay. You're shopping designers like Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Rolex, Cartier, and hundreds more up to 90% off retail.
New year, new you, new arrivals come in daily. Every single item is authenticated by The RealReal teams of experts.
In fact, The RealReal employs over 100 brand authenticators, gemologists, horologists, I don't know what that means, but it sounds great, and art curators from around the globe who inspect thousands of items every day to ensure that every item is 100% authentic.
Shop and consign women's and men's luxury fashion as well as fine jewelry, watches, art, and home. More and more! Shop online, visit one of their stores in Soho or West Hollywood, or visit one of their luxury consignment offices in Chicago, Dallas, Miami, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. New customers receive an automatic $25 off at checkout.
Whoa, whoa.
You know, I'm all about those brands. Do you know that about me?
Jessica wears exclusively brands, and nothing would make her more furious than to purchase something that she thought was a brand and to learn she had been duped, which is why you need those authenticators, gemologists, horologists, and art curators.
I need them, and I have them. Shop in-store, online, or download the app and get 20% off select items with the promo code REAL. That's realreal.com, promo code REAL for 20% off select items. Wait, 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 do you want some lemonade?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi, I'm a businesswoman.
Hi.
Hello. This is lemonade?
Yeah, can I interest you in some? My friends tell me it's dumb and I should just break in one of my own windows, but I feel like my mom and dad, who are definitely alive, would be really mad if they came back and I broke a window.
Okay, this is a little too much for me.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I just, you know, I'm on my way to my business office. And
oh.
You're just, this is a full backstory. Now, you say you don't have a place to live. Well,
this is my house.
Oh.
But I locked myself out.
Well, my business happens to be locksmithing.
And you have to go to a business meeting?
Don't ask me about it.
No, I want to support, like, female CEOs.
Oh, yes.
So, like, do you have, like, multiple offices, or is it, like,
nope,
a locksmith app? So you're, like, a small business owner.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
That's me.
Hello.
I just have one storefront. Oh, hi.
I'm also a businesswoman.
Oh, wow, cool.
It just seemed like there was a business transaction going on here.
Well, not yet.
I wanted to get in on it at the ground floor.
I mean, we were talking about business, but there wasn't really a business transaction, if that makes sense. No money.
So I'm not too late.
No. Can I interest you in some lemonade?
Interesting.
May I ask you what your business is?
I'm in real estate. I sell houses. My saying is, why get back into your house if it's locked when you can get a new one?
That's so interesting.
Wow.
My saying is, get in the lock. And my business is called Lady Locksmith.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, I just thought of it.
Mine's called Real Estatey. My name's Sadie.
Wow, that's a mouthful. Well, I'm only 15, so I don't have like money to buy a house. But how much does like your locksmith service? How much would it be to just open this one door?
Let me go examine it. Clip clop, clip clop, clip clop.
She rode away on her horse. Oh, nope, she got off the horse. She's walking in high heels. Business heels.
Okay.
Now I feel dumb for being the only one who rides a horse in this town.
Okay,
oh,
so
wow.
Let's see. This is a classic knob and...
That's the doorknob. The lock is above it. I honestly don't know. Honestly,
of course I know.
Why are we fighting? The two of us could have corner together. Our businesses could corner the market on people that are and are not locked out of their houses.
You are not my competition.
You are my ally.
Yeah, like her success doesn't detract from your experience.
It does in this particular instance. If you're only going to hire one of us, her success is a literal myth in my book.
I guess that's true.
But okay. I don't want to look at it that way. It shouldn't be a zero. Oh, she unlocked the door.
I'm working a bobby pin into the skeleton keyhole.
Oh, you're
keyhole.
An old school locksmith. And it's a very old school lock.
That's right.
My parents have eccentric taste.
Can I ask a question?
Uh-huh.
So a skeleton key is a key that can open any lock. Is a skeleton keyhole a keyhole that can be opened by any key?
Yep.
Oh man, I thought a skeleton key opened haunted places.
Well, it does. Mostly. Is this house haunted?
I don't think so. Unless my parents are dead. Oh, I guess we could find out. I'm sure they'd come back here and not, like, haunt the seas. Although I've always thought that ocean ghosts are the coolest.
Oh, for sure. In the hierarchy of ghosts?
Yeah, please. Come on. I think we can agree that on the bottom are ghosts of a library. I mean, they are truly barely scary, the ghosts in the library. And I think without a doubt, next up is a ghost in a common house. I mean, a common house, not a Victorian house. A common house.
Right above that is the ghost of twins. Any gender, any age, doesn't really matter what year they're dead. If there's two of them, very, very bad.
And then if we're flooring them, the next would be the house Victorian, because they are extra squeaky and creepy. Those ghosts are who make me weepy.
But ocean ghosts, they're the very, very most.
Ocean ghosts, they're the very, very most.
I know for me personally, I'll definitely be crying help when they emerge from the water.
Really gets me is
what?
The ghost that haunts a mortuary.
Yeah.
It's not surprising because, you know, that's where it all happens.
Yeah, I think if we're looking at them, I suppose I'd put them down low. It's a little on the nose. It's like, are you really haunting or are you stuck in some kind of tragic traffic? Are you just like, I'm on my way, but I'm gonna stay here for a single day?
Say scarier than twins and Victorians.
Ooh, what
or,
is it?
Hold on, is this a positive scale like for ghostly friends? Where do you put ghosts that you like? Is that up or down? Or is it just a different scale?
I have to say it's a different scale.
Okay, I was gonna say the Holy Ghost, but he doesn't go here.
That's what I want to know.
He haunts the hearts and minds of children everywhere.
He haunts fire and he haunts a dove. But he sometimes mostly haunts the spirit of love.
Yeah, probably better for that question to not be answered by a Jew. But I'm glad that of all of us here, someone actually knew. But anyway, ocean goes. Like really big shrimp?
Shrimp you can imagine.
Get me out of here.
There are fish that are just eyes.
No, yeah, there's like,
and then,
they're just
you know, there's
eyes.
Like a giant, there's a giant sea turtle down there that I want to love, but it's like actually scary.
No.
Anyway, thank you for letting me into my house.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, I had the door open the whole time.
And if you're interested, it's a good time to buy in this neighborhood.
Okay, thank you. Again, I'm only 15, but...
Hey, never too early.
Good luck.
Thank
good
you.
Luck. Marshall. Marshall, I can't tell anymore if we're dead or not.
Hold it together, Diane. We're not dead. We've just been adrift off the coast of Catalina Island for a long time.
Are you sure we're not dead? It's been so long, and I'm starting to want to drink seawater.
No, don't drink it. It's full of salt, and it will make you go crazy. We've already drank a lot, and that was when we met our new friend, who's definitely real, Bobobo.
I'm a buffalo.
We were so lucky to have the company of this fun-talking buffalo here. You know what? Let's drink maybe just a little more seawater. I'm pretty parched.
I encourage it.
No, Marshall, you're right. We have to stop. We have to get back to our dear, cute in a teen way son.
He'll always be cute to me, Diane. In an adult way, he'll be cute. As a baby, he was cute. What do you think, Bobobo?
I'm lost.
Classic Bobobo.
Bobobo, you have been such a comfort to us this long, weary month.
Bobobo, Bobobo.
That's me, Bobobo. I'm a buffalo that sits on your catamaran.
Bobobo, Bobobo.
I'm a buffalo that encourages you to lose your sweet mind. Drink all the seawater, look at the sun. Only sit out, without, and under the sun. Because burning your skin is the best way to deal with being lost.
Bo-bo-bo, 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 the buffalo.
I'm a buffalo, but I don't look like one. I look like a large shrimp. But I have horns. From where? I don't know. I come from your brains.
Don't be so down on yourself, Bobobo. You're as real as me or Diane. And since we need to get back to our son, please won't you tell us a plan?
Sure! Take the catamaran and put it in the water.
Done?
Done?
Jump into the water yourselves.
Oh, splash!
Keep swimming down, farther and farther, till you find the giant sea turtle. He'll give you advice. Trust me on this. I wouldn't lead you astray. I'm nice. Just get down there. Ask him where you should go. He'll have the answer.
I couldn't hold my breath that long, Bobobo.
Bobobo, did you try to kill us?
No!
Don't be ridiculous, Diane.
I don't know. I thought, yes, he's trying to help, but then I thought, we're drowning.
Well, you have to risk drowning to get to the giant sea turtle.
Well said, Bobobo.
all right, Marshall, let's try it again.
Go down, just trust me, I'm Bobobo, I wouldn't lead you astray. Keep going down, down as you can, all the way. The sea turtle's down there, I know he is. He'll show you right back to San Francisco, is that where you're from? Anyway, I'm from nowhere. I'm completely, I don't exist anywhere but in your heads.
I definitely almost drowned that time as well.
I think I almost saw a turtle, but it might have just been my own hands.
Yes. Let's take a rest for a while on this catamaran. Do the other things Bobobo said to do, which is take off our clothes and stare at the sun.
That's right.
Thank you, Bobobo. I don't know what we'd do without you. Ah, my cornea.
Here, from the bottom of the ocean, a dead fish. It floated up, and anyway, I'm seaweed.
Brian, is there anything me and Steven should know? I mean, like,
yeah,
thanks for finally bringing us to a barn party.
No,
I just don't want to make a big dork of myself.
Well, I don't want you to either. My reputation's on the line.
And good news, I got back into my house, so I'm wearing a clean shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, we noticed.
Did you break a window?
No.
Wasn't it rad to break something?
No, I found a lady locksmith, and she let me back in by picking it. Like,
hey, lady locksmith?
Yeah.
She's beautiful.
So
beautiful,
pretty.
Yeah. Inside and out.
I think so too. I like women, not men. You're a cute friend to me. What? I'll just keep talking.
Anyway, guys, I'm so excited to go into the barn party too. But there are a few rules. So, You know, Tiffany, Cynthia, and
Kelly.
Kelly. I was going to say Chandra, but that's not
she transferred.
Wait, that's right.
Chandra left?
Chandra left a long time ago.
That's a bummer. She was such a, you know, beautiful lady who I had feelings for.
Hey, Steven?
And I told her. I told her, too. You can't ask her because she's gone. But I said it to
right.
her.
Guys, here's the thing. They're pretty okay. judgmental, those three girls, okay? So... just like be chill, be super fun. If they talk to you, talk back.
But like you don't talk to them too long, please.
Yeah.
Hey, Steven?
Yeah.
Are you like making piercing eye contact with me? Is it cause
honestly,
like
every time I look at you, it feels like piercing eye contact.
Steven, you keep Jeez. Shoving me out of the way so you can look at Jordan more closely.
I'm sorry. I'm nervous about this party.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it's gonna be fine, guys. Because we're teenagers, and teenagers
know
like to fall
everything.
In love.
What?
Oh.
Sorry, I thought for sure I knew what you were going to say, but I like what you said in any way more.
Everyone knows teenagers love to fall in love.
Definitely do.
They like to meet outside and kiss each other a lot.
Talk about it more.
Like to fall in love. Everyone knows.
They like to do that thing in a movie theater where they're like, if I move my hand really slow, will we eventually touch the sides of our hands? And then can I hold your hand? I'll start with it cupped at first, but then our fingers will slowly lace.
That's right.
Teenagers like to fall in love. You're only a sophomore, but she's probably pretty discreet in the front seat.
Teenagers love to love. Or that moment when you're at the school dance. Yeah. Your arms are on his shoulders and his hands are on your hips.
And he feels so strong in your arms.
Right. And you have that moment when you're swaying to the music, where he leans.
Kissing in the rain would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have another thought to make it even cooler. And all you'd have to do is have one of you upside down like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And you both are men. I'm gay.
Oh.
I've known it for a very long time.
Well, thanks for
cool,
telling
yeah.
me.
Thanks, Steve.
That's great.
Yeah. I feel better knowing before I go into the party. I don't know, it just makes me feel like you trust us and that gives me confidence.
I like that.
Thanks.
I feel supported and loved by all of you.
Likewise.
You are not my competition. You are my ally.
Yeah.
Teenagers like to fall in love.
Oh my gosh. Wow, it's really smoky in here.
More fire over there!
Wait, guys!
And I need more fire over there!
Guys, girls, we can't set this place on fire. This is old wood.
Ew, who are you?
My name's Jordan, and I'm wearing a new shirt.
Oh, so you are.
Oh, that's cool.
And I've never been to one of these before because I was never invited, but now that I'm here, you guys can't set this stuff on fire. This is, we'll probably die in here. We gotta get out.
Okay. I know, that's what you do at Burning Man, right?
Yeah.
No.
At Burning Man is a mass suicide pact.
No.
Yeah.
It's a social experiment in a community building event. We gotta get
those
out of here.
Those two things aren't mutually exclusive.
Wait. Oh, oh. I can't get through the door is like jammed up.
Oh,
buy
shoot.
A new barn.
What?
When a barn door is locked, you have to buy a new barn.
Yeah,
is
your
you
mom
know
that Sadie. Is your mom Sadie, the real estate lady?
From Real Estates? Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's
we
not...
We sound very alike.
We gotta get... No, we can't... We're inside this burning barn.
Yeah, that's the point, nerd with a clean shirt.
Yeah, obviously you've never been to a Burning Man party.
Yeah, obviously, and we so have. And now, we've died lots of times.
Yeah, we have. And now we sit around and we each tell a truth.
Wait, Brianne, get away from Kelly and Tiffany and Cynthia. They're toxic. Come here.
Sorry.
Brianne, I know you've been to these parties before. You know these girls.
We're gonna die for real.
Sorry, can I be part of this?
Yeah,
hustle?
Sorry, Steve. I didn't mean to edge you out. I mean, like,
Sorry, Steve.
Just that I like just came out to you guys.
I know. I'm so sorry, Steve.
It's okay. I'll just chalk it up to like a we're in a burning building.
We're
and
in a
tempers are high.
No, and like honestly, can I tell you the number one reason is just she's friends with the girls who have locked us in a burning barn.
She was talking to for sure. But totally get it. Just okay.
But I get that your skin is a little raw right now, and I'm sorry that I didn't see that. I'm sorry.
Hey, thank you. You are not my competition.
You are my ally. These girls.
Okay, but, well, I don't really know how. I mean, once they get their minds set on something, they're hard to change.
I know the answer to this. Sometimes when someone is being stubborn about something, it's not actually because it's what they really want to do. It's just what they think they should be doing.
Like peer pressure.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if that's
the
same thing.
We should peer pressure them into opening the door. Okay, just for clarity, I need you both to say those things at different times.
We gotta peer pressure them into opening the door.
And I said we gotta peer pressure them to ta-ta-ta.
Peer pressure, but you do it for good. Sometimes peer pressure is a thing you could save lives of everybody in this barn, keeping everyone from physical bodily harm. So get the folks away from the door, get everyone safe, and get all the people away from the bars. And make no mistake, they will be burned to death like wishes on the stake. If we don't get them out quick, we've all got to shake a leg.
Let's peer pressure to save their lives.
I guess I'll go ahead with my truth.
Oh my God, Kelly, I can't believe that didn't work. Kelly, share your truth.
Okay, I found a dead mouse in my shower.
Ew, gross.
And Tiffany, and my truth is sometimes I only bite my pinky nail.
Okay, me, Cynthia, I'll go.
Hurry up.
I can't.
Hurry up.
I'm afraid of fire.
Yeah, okay, let's get out of here.
That's my horrible truth. But I'm facing my fear. I'm being brave.
Just like you do at Burning Man.
At Burning Man, you face your fears and you die together.
Oh.
Oh, wait, I have one more truth.
Yeah?
What is it?
I don't know what Burning Man is. I don't have a single fucking clue. To be honest, I look at the Wikipedia page and it still didn't make sense. Even
is there an axe?
Literally what it was.
Some spare industrial legs.
Oh my God,
could make a table out of this barn.
I knew it. There's good furniture from salvaged materials.
How he knocked the door open.
Okay, I guess it's me, Kelly. I'll keep talking
Kelly.
About my truth.
Oh, my gosh. Brianna, are these girls always like this? What is happening?
No. What Burning Man is either. I made it up.
And now me, Tiffany, will go. I totally heard that you said Burning Man, but I pretended you said Burning Mac, so I didn't have to talk about Burning Man.
Guys, it feels good to be honest with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be more honest than I've ever been before.
Me too. Guys, do you hear them? They're talking about being honest.
Yeah, but they're still in the burning building.
Well, should we go back and get them?
Yeah, I mean, we tried to peer pressure them out of there. I don't even know what's under.
Oh, they closed the door.
And now we're going to die.
Yeah!
Definitely dead, right?
Wait, I mean, we could try.
The barn just collapsed on top of
them. Well, we gotta get in there and try to drag them out.
You can't get in there, man. It's not time to be a hero. It's not time to be Spider-Man. When it's raining and we're upside down, that's when it's time to be Spider-Man. Right now is the time to save yourself.
Sounds like somebody needs the help of Bo-Bo-Bo.
Wait.
What kind of water did we use to drink when we got out here?
I don't know, but I feel like I know you're a buffalo, but you look like a big shrimp with horns.
You're a shrimp with horns, but I want to say you're a buffalo?
I'm Bo-Bo-Bo, and I show up when you're on the brink of death.
Oh, are you like an angel? Are you like the Holy Ghost?
Yeah, yep.
Oh, cool. Nice.
That's right,
I'm
Bo-Bo-Bo.
Just makes me feel nice.
And only I can save those girls inside that barn.
Ah, we're on fire. Fire, 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 fire,
fire,
on fire.
Bo-Bo-Bo,
Bo-Bo-Bo. We're just three girls and we're on fire.
Bo-Bo-Bo, Bo-Bo-Bo. Hello, I'm Bo-Bo-Bo.
Oh my gosh, it's a buffalo shrimp. Oh, that sounds good.
Buffalo shrimp.
That sounds good.
Oh my god, I'm
That's
so
fine.
Hungry for
so
buffalo
hungry.
Shrimp.
Grab onto my legs.
Definitely not.
Tail?
My hair?
Horns?
My freaking
shrimp.
Just grab on! Hold tight! Clip, clop, clip, clop, clip, clop.
Wait, is that shrimp on a horse? I'm losing my mind and I'm so hungry for buffalo shrimp now.
I'm vanishing into the air. I was never really here.
Okay. Nobody can talk about this at school.
People will think we're wackadoodle.
And you know our teachers will bring it up at that dinner party they have every month.
Oh.
I hate that they have that. It makes me feel so unsafe. I'm also like, cultivate your own space. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
Have this be about like your family and friends. Why are you so obsessed with me?
I mean, I thought at the time it was a good idea for us to hide a nanny cam in there and just watch everything that they said. It's one of those things I wish I hadn't seen.
Yeah, I regret it so deeply.
For sure.
So deeply.
I cannot
really
believe the three of them are alive.
I'm happy they are. I wasn't ready to watch them die.
Hey, just guys, like, did you guys say I was burned alive?
What?
I gotta go.
Yeah, we gotta go. We're gonna go get buffalo shrimp.
Yeah. I wasn't ready to watch them get burned alive, just like I'm not ready to give up on my mom and dad. Give up on my mom and dad. But the sun is breaking on Monday morning. I'm about to be sad. Is it time to give up on my mom and dad?
Wait a minute. Someone's coming
through the woods.
Clip clop, clip clop, clip clop,
clip clop.
I'm wearing high-heeled shoes.
And I'm on a horse.
Yes, Diane.
Yes, Marshall.
Lead me as I run behind you.
Jordan, we've come home. We've come home to you, our sweet, cute teen son.
The best son I could have been, but now I will try, son. Did you bring me a bison?
Well, we thought we did. I mean, we got a glimpse of what we thought was a bison or buffalo or maybe a shrimp. It's
Wait.
Kind of hard to say.
I saw him too. I think I know.
So much.
Wow, wow, wow.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Oh my goodness. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for coming
to
this.
Thank you all.
Thank you for coming out to this community theater, fully staged and realized version of
Bo 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 the Maybe Buffalo.
Yeah. We're going to bring out all of the actors and dancers and directors and
yes.
writers.
Please welcome
on stage
them out
right
to the
now.
Stage.
Here they come.
Our designers.
Come, yeah, everyone take a seat.
Our animal trainers.
Everyone take a seat.
We're going to set up a microphone in the front right now. And those of you that have seen community theater before, we're going to do what's known as a talkback. So if you have a question for any of the actors, any of the writers, any of the designers, there's a microphone right
set
here.
Designers,
all you
got
to do is come line
designers.
Up, ask a question to anyone at all, and we would love to. Have just the input of the crowd on this.
Any
this,
questions? Anything we can
sure.
Any questions
at all? Yes.
Hi.
Thank you. Hello.
I'm Dylan. And,
hi, Dylan.
My
hi,
question
Dylan.
Is for the set designer and the fire chief. What was it like working together and with real fire?
Well, I'm the fire chief. I gotta say.
And I'm the set designer, and traditionally, these two jobs hate each other.
Oh boy, we're always at odds.
I'm a very neat freak.
And I like it messy.
But we were forced to collaborate, me building both inflammable and flammable parts of the set.
And me supervising the burning in a safe manner, but in a messy way.
And I set everything on fire.
That's the set arsonist. There's a different name for him, but I forget what it is.
I set everything on fire.
He's the union arsonist.
But I made sure he does it safely. That's right, I have a lot of authority. I know it doesn't seem like it.
And the three of us live together in a one-bedroom apartment in Queens. Does that answer your question? I hope so. All right, yes, who's your question for? Thank you so much.
This question is for the head carpenter. Can you describe the effort involved in building a life-size working buffalo shrimp?
Okay, yeah, thank you so much for your question. My name's Gladys, and I'm actually a puppeteer. So I'm actually inside the giant floating shrimp. I formed it out of foam core and some pantyhose I'll never wear, and I'm actually hanging out in that thing. I went a little method on it. I've walked the streets in that costume. I've really gotten the sense of what it's like to be Bobo, who may be a shrimp, a buffalo, or a bunch of kelp.
You may, if you check the hashtag giant land shrimp, you've seen kind of people.
Yeah.
You were trending for a time, weren't
I was,
you, Gladys?
Yeah, yeah.
People didn't know what was going on. They thought it was a viral marketing stunt. It was not. It was
we should have maybe done that. I should have maybe had like a small sign that said, please come see Bobo, the maybe buffalo. Mm. But alas, hindsight's 2020.
Yes, who's your question for?
Hi, my question is for the costume designer. Bobo, as wonderful as he was, dressed very conservatively, whereas Jordan has such a dynamic look. What inspired that, and could you talk us through just like...
I love this question. Thank you so much. So I did a lot of really in-depth research for both Bobo, because, you know, you try Googling what does a shrimp wear, okay? You're not going to find much. But for Jordan, what was so helpful was I Googled new shirts, and there's all kinds. So obviously, all of that went on my inspiration board when I was designing. And that's pretty much like, so like as a designer, like all I really do is just like Google things I see in a script. And then I put it all together. And I mean, in a nutshell, that's my job. And I love it so much.
Thank you so much. We have time for a few more. Yes, who's your question for?
Hi, this question is for the choreographer. During Diana Marshall's underwater scene, there was such an elaborate dance sequence. I was wondering if you could really speak to your vision and inspiration.
Okay, so thank you. When I heard that there was no dream ballet in the show, I said, no, I will not work on this show until there's a dream ballet.
She walked off of this.
I walked. And as I am the only choreographer in the area, they said, please come back. And I said, fine, let me do a dream ballet. And originally I wanted it to be between the two business women, but they said, no, they are not integral to the plot. So instead, our collaboration led us to a mild, short dream ballet where they dive underwater, and I was inspired by the works of Julie Taymor and all of Cirque du Soleil.
And just a quick note, too, about our choreographer. She came in here. We're so thrilled she's here, but she has complained since she arrived that she can't stop smelling things. So she's been covering her nose this whole time.
There are too many smells here. And it distracts from my process that there are so many smells, and some people are inspired by visuals, others the sounds. I, as a choreographer, you wouldn't think I'm inspired by smells, but here there are too many smells.
Sure.
Sometimes in a practice, someone would open up a quinoa bowl they had brought from home, and I would suddenly have to leave the choreography I was leading and suddenly do something else that felt more quinoa, so it has been a struggle for me.
It's been a struggle for all of us, yes.
This is a question for the cast. I understand that method acting is a really important part of your process, and I'm curious what the research trip to Burning Man was like.
Great question. Honestly, it was so hard because on the one hand, we had, after going to Burning Man and fully knowing what Burning Man was...
Yeah, fully experiencing it,
what
it is.
We definitely did go.
Yeah, we definitely went.
And after being there, it's like you have to hold this true thing in your head, which is like, okay, now my character doesn't know what Burning Man is.
And that's
but
hard.
I definitely, definitely do.
And as any true burner will tell you, you can't be unburned. So it was really...
Yeah.
And we definitely didn't use the money to just go to
Palm Springs.
No.
You know, and you got, you know, like they say there, you got burned. We did.
Yeah, and we all got burned.
We all got burned.
We felt the burn. We felt the burn.
And you know how they also say, like, boom, you've been roasted.
We've been roasted. So to answer your question, very hard, but we're all very good at our jobs, and we definitely went to Burning Man. Thank you. Next question.
Oh my God, thank you guys for coming. Thanks.
Our pleasure.
Hi.
Okay, so this is a question for the financier of the musical.
Yes.
What made you think that this was a viable product?
Well, we have a sweet, thank you for asking. As a financier, I go to theater and I think, how do I sell this? And this one, it was easy, because now I am entertaining multiple offers from both Hanes T-shirt Company, Fruit of the Loom, Uniqlo, and Mack Weldon brands. And all of them are trying to get in to be the new shirts that we sell in the show. Because honestly, as everyone knows, theater doesn't make any money ever, never, ever, and it never has and never will, but shirts. Do you know how much money it costs to manufacture a shirt?
I actually do, because nothing. I Googled this.
Oh, yes. How much? Yes.
I just Googled new shirts, and I could tell you how much those cost.
Yes. It's very cheap. The markup is insane. Anyway, yes, that's why. Sorry, I had to pause to take a sip of my champagne.
I have a question for the director. Do you feel like the choice to blatantly promote Country Time Lemonade compromises the integrity of community theater?
Wow.
That's honestly not the first time we've had that.
I know, and it's like starting to be, it's clear that a certain person didn't read the director's note, and it's like, they're in the program for a reason, as you'll notice, we make a fair point of saying, Country Time is not enough to stop on the streets for lemonade and, you know, obviously promoting a more organic product. So, you know, and I think really what we're just commenting on there is the meager means of Jordan. So thank you for your question. I guess we'll have to take it out because this is consistent feedback we've been getting. Yeah. I guess people don't appreciate the name check of Country Time.
It's a work in progress. We are still tweaking the script a little bit. As we mentioned before, there are two businesswoman characters who come in and hang around for a pretty long time and are maybe not important for the rest of the set.
Right. It seems like maybe if Jordan just himself found a bobby pin, we'd get to the same place.
Right.
I think this is our last question. Thank you so much.
Yes, this is a question for the producer. I'm wondering if there is a sequel planned when all the cast is now in college.
It's already begun.
Yeah, I mean, that's the short answer to the question. Yes, we've started on it because I think everyone wants to know. It's not revealed until, I would say, halfway into the musical that the real star is Bo. And he saves all
these... Yeah, it's rare that the titular character is...
30 minutes deep.
Yeah.
And maybe imaginary.
You know, Oliver's in there. Annie's in there.
At the very jump.
The Wizard of Oz is pretty late.
The Wizard of Oz is late, but he's mentioned up top.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're toying with two sequels, one where they're in college or one where they all died in the barn fire and the parents died on the ship and everyone is ghosts.
And it's just...
That's right. Yeah, because it does seem like perhaps there's the plot there that, they've all died and Bo is the afterlife.
Right, but then we could have so much fun with the different levels of ghosts.
That's right, yeah.
You know, so, we can really explore those different...
That's right, and we've been playing around with some potential numbers from both versions, and one version that we have from the ghost version is from a bunch of ghost twins. And we have time for it right now.
Oh, yeah. So this is the ghost twin number from the sequel. We're still working it out.
Yeah. Bear with us.
Ghost twins, twins who died at the same time.
Ghost twins, twins who died at the same time.
And I will tell you how I was in my house in the middle of the night. And my sister was there too.
I was.
We saw it's Christmas Eve. Who's that? Is it Santa coming down the flue?
But it wasn't.
It was not. It was a burglar, and he had both a gun and a knife.
He killed us.
He threw away the gun, but he stabbed us with the knife, and he took both of our lives. And now we're ghost twins.
and my brother, we were teens in the 1950s.
Playing stick and hoop.
We thought, let's play chicken, that's nifty.
Stick and hoop was earlier.
But we were competing all the time. So we veered our cars off the cliff. That's not in how that's also how he died.
And now we're ghost
twins. Twins that died at the same time. Ghost twins.
Twins who died at the same time. Also ghosts who were born at the same time and shared DNA. That's what also makes us twins. I think that we should say.
Oh yeah, we're not twins because we died at the same time. We're twins because of how we were born. But part about us dying is why we're ghosts.
Oh, if everyone could just quiet down, come over here and listen to me. And also to my sister and my other sister. That's right, there are three. And people are saying, ooh, triplets, ooh. Well, the fart is so divine. But it gets a little grisly when I tell you how the thrizzly uncles died at the very same time.
We were on a sled. It was 1889.
We were going down a mountain through the mist and the pines.
And then we got off the sled, and everyone was fine. And then we died of something that could have been cured by a vaccination. Vaccinate. We're ghost triplets. Triplets who died at the same time. Ghost triplets.
Triplets who died at the very same time. Vaccinate. Thank you so much. Book. Please give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings on the keys.
Give it up for Mary Holland.
Thank you so much to the Independent.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Jody. Thank you so much, everyone here, for helping us have a fun, well-sounding show. We're going to go back We're going to go back there for a little bit, and then we're going to hang out by the merch table in like 5 to 10 minutes if anyone wants a photo or wants to say hi.
We got merch if you want pins and shirts.
Go get a new shirt.
And if you want something else, you can go get a new shirt.
And guys, give it up for Zach and Jess.
Thank you, San Francisco.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks again to The Real Real for supporting the show. Oh, what is The Real Real, you ask? Well, how about they help you own iconic luxury items at unreal values with The Real Real, the leading reseller of authenticated luxury from top designers at up to 90% off retail.
We are real, real grateful for their support, and they have real, real good products, so you real, really should check them out. Every item is authenticated. New customers receive an automatic $25 off at checkout. You can shop in store, online, or download the app and get 20% off select items with the promo code REAL. That's realreal.com, promo code REAL.
Keep it real, baby.
Get really into it.